Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Back with you again for another installment of Thoughts of a Brother. Sorry about the delay. Bad weather. You kind of knocked us off air for a while, but we're with you. We're here. Let's do what we do. It's Wednesday.
Good hump
Wednesday.
Day.
Hump day. Oh, here y'all. Oh, it's part on my headphone. Go ahead, boy.
What up, world?
Give him a little bit. There it is.
Your boy, Bone.
Going on.
That's all you're going to get. Y'all already know. We back to normal. We get y'all a little move on. What that was? Sunday?
Yeah.
We caught him off
guard.
Yeah, right. Well, we go right on to our end of note for today's show. I had some end of notes put together. Then I was on social media today, and I ran across something, and I thought it was kind of interesting. Children in a Jacksonville church are banned from the church because the pastor is a sex offender.
Mm.
So he can't be, well, truly, he can't be in the vicinity of a kid. So the church, basically, due to a court order, can't have no kids at the church. So if you're a member of the church, you can go because the kids can't go.
The pastor is a sex offender.
Yeah, the pastor. So I did a little research on it. It says the pastor was released from state prison December 28th after serving 3 years for committing sex crimes against two teenage church members at his private church. Now, he's a pastor at this new church, which he started the church that had 10 members, and since he's been there, which has been January, it's grown to 150 to 200 members. My question becomes, why is nobody else paying attention to the fact that this dude is a sex offender from a previous church? The court says he can't be around children. They won't even let him come to the church. Why nobody else, if you go from 10 members to 150 to 200 members, when 190 some people missing it? Because we are lost.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know what to say. It's crazy to me. Well, this is where I see the predicament for church, okay? We're told not to judge, you know, and all that. So, I don't know, man. You got me lost, man. I don't know what to say, man. It sounds crazy. When I go to church, usually I bring my kids with me, so
yeah.
I probably wouldn't go to the church.
Yeah.
But he must be outstanding at something if he's growing the membership from 10 when he started to 150, and now he had 200.
200, yeah.
He must be doing something. But then that bothers me, too. So are they only looking at dollar signs for the church?
Dude, he's in trouble now because he did this at a prior church to the two teenage members of that church. See, you might quiet, man. What you doing?
Hey, man, I don't know where to go with this one. I'm trying to be careful with what I do.
Yeah, you have to be almost. I mean,
yeah, and I get it, but it's just one of those, it's a dynamic to it that you kind of like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, outside of this particular story, I've seen like 3 or 4 even in the last week or so, where this has become like an epidemic with pastors and molesting kids. Wow. Hey.
That's it.
I can't touch that.
That's it.
That was the first end of no stump, right?
Hey,
that's
it. And you know, and I had to bring it to us, but it really wasn't originally in the end of no, but I had to bring it to us because I just knew that was like, wow. I had never seen, I've seen some crazy things, but that was like one of the crazy.
I mean, we've heard what you do in the dark come to light and all of that. But I guess it's what you do with the light.
Yeah. Because in this case, it ain't like they don't know. And like Bob say, go from 10 to 200.
That's tough.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to move on. I got another lighter one. High school uses duct tape and last minute bid to censor yearbook. You heard me exactly right. Check this out. Students at Arizona High School got a big surprise when they opened up this year's $75 yearbook and found random chunks of duct tape crudely covering several students' quotes that administrators found offensive and ordered censored at the last minute.
Oh.
Officials at the 1300 student public school ordered the duct tape scrambled to conceal the 10 comments they deem unfit to print. Students on the yearbook staff were forced to perform the manual labor involved.
Okay.
So where was, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I got my hand raised. I can't see it on the radio, but I'm raising my hand. Don't they know what's in the yearbook before they print the yearbook?
Yeah, exactly. So what happened is something got bombed, but it had to be to the point where they figured like they had to do something. That's the craziest thing I ever heard of. To put, you know what I mean? You're supposed to put duct tape.
And then they got the students doing it.
On top of that.
So that's punishment. Somebody on that staff.
So what's the duct tape supposed to do though?
It was cut. Well, see, the thing is, it's covering up the comment. Now, you know if you tear that duct tape off, you don't ruin the book.
Right, you don't ruin the book.
That's wrong.
So that was all the way around.
We know. If I was $75
on a yearbook,
and I opened up and see duct tape,
I don't ever see the official language to complain about that. They didn't see the duct tape in my book.
But just don't give them out.
Why not just reprint the book, write the comments, and tell them you're going to have to hold off for a week or month or whatever.
And the crazy part about it is they was rushing to try to get the yearbooks out before the end of the school day so the kids can get them. Well, the duct tape and all that thing pushed it back, so the kids still didn't get to sign until the yearbook, and they got a yearbook taped all up, which, like you say, T, you waited a couple months, come back, pick up your yearbooks, we have a senior day.
Something.
We got to give you something for it.
Or give me my money back. There you go.
Period. Don't give me no yearbook with no duct tape in.
Give me my money back.
Wow.
This is useless to me now.
Useless.
Not,
absolutely useless.
Not totally, but you know what I mean. Like, come on.
I mean, but it's damaged, and I know you did. It's a difference if it was an accidental thing. Then, check this out. One of the comments that the quotes that they was trying to conceal said, every Mexican needs a white best friend. Right? But check this out. They missed this comment, right? The Mexican female who gave this to her white best friend comment was this, that they did duct tape. Drunk on you and high on summertime.
They duct tape that?
Yeah. And missed
that.
Man, give my money. That's what I'm talking about now. I'm telling everybody you done messed up my book.
Oh, wow.
The stuff you picking out, you shouldn't be picking out.
Where is the school board?
I have no clue what is going on. This is Maricopa again. Remember, what was in the...
Yeah,
in
we
the
did
book?
Something else to Maricopa. Last week, I think.
Well, the woman, the Cotwheel.
Yeah.
The Cotwheel. Right.
And don't go to Maricopa.
Yeah, just stay out of Arizona right now.
Wow.
Drunk on you. And what?
She said,
high on summertime.
Drunk on you and high on summertime.
Tape that up.
Tape that up. And look, every Mexican needs a white best friend.
Wow.
And the crazy, the ironic part is, the girl was talking about the girl who they taped up. That was the white best friend she was talking about. The one who said, drunk on you and high on summertime.
Wow. Hey. It's another one. We can go to the next one.
Arizona.
Okay.
They're telling you what time it is.
Yeah. Move on to the next topic, man. Fishing. Shaq sold his 3,904 square feet house to a Haitian businessman for only $10.
I don't know why that's funny.
Yeah, but give me a story on that because I...
In 2012, Shaq bought the house for $235,000.
How big it is?
No, it's 3,900 square feet. Let's say 904 square feet. The house consists of 5 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms. The Haitian businessman owns a tax service company in Orlando that uses the motto, the little man with good experience. Now, when I was reading the article, they're trying to say it's fishy because either the dude got some on Shaq or... Shaq owed the dude some money, he up to something no good.
Okay, first off, how you buy a house that big for $200,000?
He probably got 4 rooms. Probably
got 4 bedrooms.
Yeah. Depends on where you're at now. You can get them from about that. 5 bedrooms?
Okay.
What was the purpose of the
$10? $10, yeah.
Why not just give it to him?
That's all we know. That's all they're saying. As far as the article, is what I was reading the article, that's as far as it went. And Shaq is not talking, the man ain't talking. But it's public record.
He sold a house. But granted, this Shaq, he didn't need a house. He didn't need the money, probably. At the end of the day, if you're going $10, like you asking for somebody to dig into this story.
That's the point. Like, you can do what you want to do with it. It's yours. But... Shaq got a doctorate, don't he? A PhD, don't he?
Yes. I don't know what he got.
It seems like a pretty crafty businessman to me.
Maybe the tender, maybe, I don't know. Maybe the dude wanted to pay him something for tax purposes. You say he's a taxman, right?
Yeah, the dude's a tax dude. Yeah, he runs a tax service company in Orlando. This must be a house track bar in Orlando, I'm assuming.
So somebody walked up and said, hey, I'm going to give you this house.
No, 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 for tax purposes.
Let me pay you something.
Yeah.
So I can sign some paperwork showing we made a transaction. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, Bo.
These tough today. I don't know where you got these from, but.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. I'm just doing it in the know, man.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just doing it in the know.
So we got a molested preacher.
Yeah.
I was saying, I knew when they called the foul on D-Wade, they showed the replay that it wasn't really a flop. I mean, it wasn't really a foul. He kind of flopped and sold it.
Right.
But you said, why they ain't find Tony Parker? Tony Parker flopped in the game. Well, where he flopped? Where did he flop last week?
Last night?
Yeah, last night.
Okay, I didn't see much of last night.
Okay.
One big shout out to my sister Xavier, you know, had a birthday party for her at Carrabba, so I was back and forth. From the seat to the TV. But I have seen game two, he flopped. The man flopped every game.
You mean when it looked like the dude had elbowed him in the side, he flopped?
No. No. That didn't look like he got elbowed in the side. He got elbowed in the side.
Flopped.
The man flopped every game.
Look, you can never... That was a dumb rule to me to begin with. Why are you going to start finding for flops? You can't catch them all. And people flop every game.
D-Wade flopped, though. That's that, man. When they showed it back, dude ain't catch him at all.
No, he didn't.
He didn't catch him at all. It was great, though. I do have to get him. Yeah, he saw it. It was great because when I originally seen it, I thought he had hit it.
My proposal is this. Instead of finding the player, why don't you find the official who called it?
Mm.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
If you can't see that this man didn't touch D-Wade, and you give him that foul, you should pay the fine.
Not D-Wade. Because D-Wade is playing the game.
I'm playing the game. Yeah. I'm trying to help my team win. You're supposed to be biased. So you pay the fine.
Make a lot of sense.
Then we'll stop getting all them stupid calls.
Well, I can't disagree with that. But I do agree with Bone. Parker's a flopper. Nah, I don't know what
Chauncey
was thinking of.
Listen. It's a flopping league. The league has turned into that where everybody flops.
Okay.
But
let's just be fair.
Yeah, the league's so floppy. If I was to go play a pickup game right now, I'd flop. I'm telling you the truth. You ain't that out now.
It has become part of the game.
Dang, yeah.
And that's like, I ain't touching.
Yeah.
You're looking at him. You just followed him, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
$5,000, though, he ain't mad at that.
Nah, ain't mad. But they're trying to make a point.
That's like a $10 house.
Yeah.
I go to the line, no problem.
Okay. See, it's in the know. At least it's in the sequence and kind of had got some kind of cohesiveness to it.
Wow.
This is the close up by in the know. And this is on a good tip. A sad story, but it's on a good tip. Tracy Morgan, still critical, but more responsive. While Tracy Morgan remains in critical condition, he has been more responsive, which is incredibly encouraging. Incredibly encouraging sign. Excuse me. He sustained a number of injuries, including a broken leg, a broken femur, a broken nose, and several ribs. Of course, this is back from the tragic accident that took place on the New Jersey Turnpike. This Saturday, last Saturday, where his, I guess it was a passenger, like a limo van kind of thing, was hit, I think they said head on by a semi truck, something like that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, comedian James Jimmy Mack McNair died in the accident. Three other men, including Morgan, were taken to the hospital. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the McNair family and their loss. To Tracy Morgan also, you know, because you never know, you know what I mean? And Olo, Court Brew, we're praying for you, man. With that, we'll close our eyes and know, boys. that y'all ain't had nothing from me anyway. I should have known y'all were going to do that.
This is a tough one, man.
I should have known y'all were going to do that. Now, last week, I mean, not last week.
Y'all lost me.
Y'all was having all conversations. So, I guess that's how it works.
So,
that's
right,
the end of
the test. I was in school or something.
Hey, man, I was just throwing them out there. They were kind of off, though. They was kind of off. I'm going to make a conscious decision, though, from this point. I'm not going to go get no crazy stuff like that.
This is like a test.
Yeah.
What did you do with your pastor?
Hey, man. I fail. I can't. I'm sorry.
I didn't think it. Why is Father's Day important? It was something we was contemplating, thinking over, and we came up with the title. We decided to do a show on it. I know everybody might have their own perspective on where we're going, and they think certain ways, and some people may think other ways. So, at this time, we're going to let you know where we're going with it, pretty much. For me, Father's Day really ain't that important. For me. And it's just a personal stance. And I think when you look at it from the standpoint, and you say, well, we do pros and cons, the pros of it is recognition. That's the only pro I see in Father's Day. Recognition. I don't need no recognition to do what I'm supposed to be doing. That's just me. I'm okay with that. I think what happens is the con becomes when you make recognition of it, you standardize. Now, you got to have Mother's Day. Matter of fact, let's get a best friend day.
Hmm.
Oh, while we at it, let's get cousin day.
Hmm.
Now, everybody got individualized days where you start to standardize when you won't be who you're supposed to be. Instead of being a father 365 days of the year.
Make every day
father. Yeah. I said the same thing about Mother's Day. And I think I feel the same way on both stands, but I can talk more on Father's Day because I'm a father, you know?
I kind of went that same way, like wrote down a couple of cons, and the first one was recognition. Many fathers don't get the recognition they seek, so it's nice for them to have a day of recognition. Appreciation. I say all the time, I feel like a father is the offensive lineman, per se, of the family. You know what I mean? Like, without him, you can't expect the team to do what they would do with a good offensive lineman. I can't say they won't succeed, but you have a much better chance with a father playing a role in the family. So that appreciation that offensive linemen don't get, this is a day where we set you aside. And we give you your appreciation for the things that you do. Gifts. Who don't like gifts?
Yeah.
And that's one of the pros of Father's Day. Who don't like to receive a gift? I asked a couple of friends because I got stumped when it came to cons of having a Father's Day. And the answer I got was, Father's Day is a celebration of manhood and being a father. It's a day to spend time with your children. Now, those are the pros.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into the cons yet. We're just going to talk about the pros for a minute as far as from my perspective. You want to throw yours out there, fool?
No, let's go ahead and hit you. I don't have no pro. I came out of it from a little different angle. I don't have a pro card, so you
okay.
Go ahead.
For those that have kids and are fathers and who like the attention, who like the recognition, who like to be appreciated, who like to receive gifts, you know what I mean? This day is for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I hope you enjoy it. You deserve it. I hope. That, as far as I'm concerned. The con is going to be a whole lot longer for me than the pros going to be. So, I don't know if one of y'all want to take it or you just want to go ahead.
Let me just put my opinion out there. I look at this as not necessarily is Father's Day important, but more so, why isn't Father's Day important? As men, we are taught from a very young age that we are to be head of the household, we be leaders, we make sure, you know, we go to work, we make money. We bring that money home to take care of the house. Depending on how your house is set up, either the father is the first line of defense when it comes to discipline, or it's the last line of defense when it, you know, comes to discipline, depending on your house. And we're expected to do this. There's no question whether or not you're going to do it. You're expected to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, why, to me, Father's Day is not that important, it's because we just doing what we're supposed to do and not necessarily looking for any kudos for it. Shouldn't be, outside of, let's say, Mother's Day, where, I'm going to get in trouble for this. But, I'm going to get in trouble for this. Women tend to, you know, they play their role. In the household, in the family, they play their role. But they need that reassurance that they're appreciated for playing that role.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that appreciation. I don't get that appreciation because you're doing what you're supposed to do. You want me to appreciate you when you're doing what you're supposed to do? So this, listen.
Yeah, you're going to get a joke.
Yeah, listen. You know, Father's Day is cool and all, but I need Father's Day.
Yeah.
You know. Let me throw something out there. Father's Day was initially issued its first presidential proclamation in 1966. By Lyndon B. Johnson. The actual day was actually, it was made a national holiday by President Richard Nixon in 1972. This, to me, was all just a reaction because Mother's Day, which was established in 1910, this was first, okay? Mother's Day was first, 1910. Give us our appreciation. Back when women were not appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
So they fought for that. We just got it because they are at it.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to be fair. So we'll give a day for the men, too. Working in the logistics transportation industry, Mother's Day is a lot bigger deal.
Yeah.
It's become commercialized. It's next to Christmas. It
Valentine's
is Valentine's Day. It's right up there as far as commercialization and money.
Mm-hmm.
Father's Day ain't nothing. This is a regular day.
Ain't no overtime.
We're not going to get no overtime. We're not bringing in no extra people. We ain't doing none of that for Father's Day because it's not needed. Ain't nobody shipping them no flowers. Ain't nobody shipping them no chocolate-covered strawberries. All that is...
edibles?
No, man. Okay, you ain't got to work. You're going to cook your breakfast, buy your tie.
Yeah.
Get your car, go to church. Congratulations. Happy day.
See you next year.
So, I get it. And I'm surprised. I didn't know those facts, though, Bone.
And now that you put them out there, that means it was almost 60-some years that it was Mother's Day, then Father's Day came along. What was the need?
Wasn't there?
They were just trying to equal out the playing field.
Somebody complained.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Nah, I tried to stay away from the cons. I'm going to continue trying to stay there for a minute, because if I do, it's going to go way off somewhere.
That's all right.
But what I'm hearing you say, BJ, and you say, Derek, is that Father's Day is not a good opportunity. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to agree with you. I tend to agree with you. There are some men, though, that Father's Day is important to. Again, like I said, there are some men who feel like they should be acknowledged on that day. They should be, and I don't want to sound as though, and I'm not at all discrediting or condemning the way somebody else feels. At the end of the day, Father's Day is unimportant because of the lack of fathers that we have in families. In my opinion,
I agree.
It kind of plays into why Mother's Day is the biggest day. Aside from the fact that, like you say,
commercial
from your perspective that women, you know, need their appreciation and this, that, and the third, whereas men tend to, I don't need all that. But if we had more fathers and families, would Father's Day in turn be a bigger day than it is? Would a bigger deal? I mean, we couldn't even tell each other what day Father's Day was.
Yeah.
We had no idea when the day was. I'm going to hold that thought for a second. It looks like we have a call on the line and see what comments they might have. All right, caller, you live. You got some questions, comment, concern?
Just called in, listening to you guys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
they just
called
in. Listen, sir.
Yeah, just
right,
called
all
in.
Right,
all right. Well, thank you for joining us. We'll put you back on hold. I see. The lack of men in families and households today probably has something to do with it. Society has changed.
Yeah.
You know, so much so that. Even on Father's Day, our day, we give shout-outs to women who play dual roles, mother and father. You know, have a Father's Day to you, too. We don't necessarily hear men getting that, and there are men out there that are single parents.
Yeah. What they call it now, stay-at-home dads.
Yeah. So you don't hear them getting shout-outs on Mother's Day.
That just attests, like you said, to the expectation. Men are just expected to do certain things, and you just have to accept that. When you do it, don't expect recognition because that's what you was expected to do.
Right.
Whether somebody else get recognition because they do it or not, you're not going to get it. Don't worry about it. And if you don't, the only time you hear about it is if you ain't doing it.
Yeah,
that's when you hear about a father, really. When fathers get recognition, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be negative. I'm sad to say that, but it's the reality. That the only time you want to call or mention a father is in a negative light.
So with that, when we say the state of fatherhood, being a father, the responsibilities of taking that role, has pretty much played a back, well, I won't say I played a back seat, has influenced society in turn to make even us feel as if Father's Day is not really that relevant.
Right. But at the same time, if society had nothing to do with it, I don't think my opinion would change. Like, even if society made a big deal out of it.
I feel the same.
Yeah, like, that's not, in my opinion, it's nothing to make a big deal about. Because this is a responsibility of mine. This is something that, you put it this way, like if you go to work every day for a year, nobody giving you no recognition for showing up at work.
No.
That's what you expected to do. Your reward in going to work is getting your paycheck. That's what you work for. And from your paycheck, you can support yourself, hopefully, and you can, you know, enjoy some of life's pleasures from going to work. That's your reward.
Yeah.
There's no acknowledgement, no recognition, no that. Being a parent, man, is not something, it's more of it's sacrificial more than anything,
yeah,
in my opinion. There are things that I have to accept that I may not be able to do at this point. Now, I may, and I may not, but I can't be mad if I can't.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's sacrificial. I think parenting, for me, from a father's standpoint, it's just as simple as me doing the right thing. You know what I mean? I don't need nothing for that. That's what I'm put here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get the standpoint of Mother's Day, and like Bone said, it really was born more out of the fact that women were overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much that we were glorifying them for being mothers, but the fact that we had stopped paying attention to what they really was contributing.
Along these lines, though, I know we may not want to go here, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Do we feel that a mother has a more important role than a father? Do we feel like a mother's role deserves more attention than a father's role?
I'm going to answer this from a standpoint of me and my mother's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hesitant to say it, but for me, yes. My mother plays a bigger role. And I say that because daddy's role was daddy's role, but daddy was standoffish in his role.
Mm-hmm.
But if mother wasn't there, mama wasn't there to be the way she was, I don't know if daddy could have stepped in and done what mama did.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy was more like me, for instance, today. I'm going to lay back and sit back from it. I don't want to get all into it. And as men, we seem to be built that way in some kind of ways. If we don't need to, we ain't going to do it. Women, on the other hand, just take the initiative. I'm not saying this is a flaw, of course, but I'm not saying it's a bad flaw because we have a helper as God gave us along the way, which may in turn mean we was never meant to play the role that a mother played.
Okay. I would agree with the last part of what you said. I don't think the roles are the same. The roles aren't the same. But the emphasis that's placed on the role, like you say, you don't know if your daddy could have stepped in and did what mama did. And you say for yourself personally, you kind of take a standoffish approach. I get it, and I think the majority of men have that
mentality. Yeah.
Does that mean that it's quote unquote right approach?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, because if it was, we wouldn't be sitting here questioning. You know what I mean? If we were satisfied with the role mama played totally, and it's not me saying that I'm dissatisfied.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fact that you long for daddy's input. So, in some ways, I think it should be equal.
And I feel the roles, they're different roles, definitely. The roles are different. But to me, they're equal roles.
Right.
Okay? You got to have both. And it's hard when a mother has to play both roles, and it's hard when a father has to play both roles, simply because of the nature of
mm-hmm.
it. We are not so much hands-on in nature. So when a man has to step up and play that role, unless it comes to him naturally, it's going to be difficult for him.
Yeah, it's not comfortable. Yeah.
Where a woman that's it, and I don't want to say, it's not like I'm downplaying the role of a man.
Right.
You
right.
know what I'm saying? I just said they were equal. But if our role is to take care of the household and keep the boat afloat,
mm-hmm.
a woman can keep the boat afloat.
Mm-hmm.
But a woman can't necessarily give a young man, let's say,
yeah.
the things that he needs to become a man. And that's hard for me to say that
mm-hmm.
because I know men that grew up in a household without a father that I consider to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
They do the same, but they had other examples.
Yeah.
They had uncles. They had, you know, other family members and people to see, to model out of. So I think what I'm trying to say that the roles are equal. They're equal roles. We need them both in order to have that healthy balance.
I'll agree and disagree with you as far as, let's use the bullet scenario like you just used. I believe it is the father's slash man slash hopefully husband's role to provide the boat. It is the woman's slash wife's slash mother's role to keep the boat afloat. I say it this way. The man provides a house.
Mm-hmm.
The woman makes house home.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally,
mm-hmm.
that is the way that it has been. And if it ain't broke, why have we fixed it? Why have we tried to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
To now where it's almost expected for a woman to not only make home, but she got to make sure house stay there too.
Yeah.
That's not really her. That's putting a lot on her.
Right.
Let's go back to father for a second. In taking that standoffish role, what we allow is the woman to get more familiar or more content with doing more without you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So now she can see herself without you because I'm doing it anyway. I think what would be beneficial to the family is for fathers to get back to a place where I don't want you to think about doing this without me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to even get that in your mind because I'm playing a water. What that requires is more effort, more involvement, more. Now, you say you don't think it would come natural for a father if he had to do it by himself. Not saying he can't do it, but it's not natural for him to be that nurturer and that this and that. I kind of disagree. And I think this would be the only role. Like, if you really love your kids, they'll bring things out of you you didn't know you had it.
Yeah.
You'll start doing things that you never saw yourself doing. So that nurturing part and that, if you got a little baby girl, you'll play patty cake. And don't care who will see you play patty cake, because it's my baby. You'll do the tea parties. I mean, you'll do those things that traditionally mama was there to do, if you had to.
I feel you, what you're saying. I disagree just a little bit. And just the simple point of the different degrees, I would say, of standoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm more so a hands-off type father. My wife runs the everyday runnings of the household.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more so, sometimes you might say I'm just there.
Yeah.
I had to be honest. But I love my kids. I'm going to play with my kids. You know what I'm saying? They're my babies. I'm going to do that. That part right there is no question. When I say I'm kind of staying office, I'm just meaning, you know, I'm going to be the last one to wash dishes. I cook a meal if I have to. You know what I'm saying? Might throw one in there on random just for surprise.
Right.
You know, keep you on your toes. But that's not my role.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
Makes sense. To your point, T, I would want to throw out that is, if we say that a man can ultimately be interchangeable in the role of mother, if mother is not there, do we then say it's feasible to say mother can be interchangeable for father and give that boy what we always say, you need a man to raise the boy?
I would say the numbers would have to disagree.
Well, I agree, and again, disagree at the same time, because we've seen it happen. Like you said, I've seen it to where a woman was single parent with a boy and didn't really have those outside influences or outside resources that she could let the boy spend time with and this, that, and the third. So she picked up what she could, however she picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned out already. Never been in jail, never did this, never did that, married off on their own, doing his own thing. Now, I'm sure some things, like we all do, have to learn through life experience about being a man, but for the most part, yeah, I agree with you. It's not, your chances are limited. Your chances are slimmer, I'll put it that way. I think it would be beneficial for men to step into women's or wife's or mother's roles a little bit more for the simple fact that maybe you'll gain a little bit more respect for their role and vice versa.
There we go.
Let me let you see what it is I do on a daily with no help or with limited help. Now, when you in the kitchen and you cooking and you got the kid tugging on you and you're worried about me and you're worried about what you did at work and you're worried about everything else that's going on in the house, and I'm sitting down watching TV because I done made sure the bills paid and I done made sure there's food in the refrigerator and I made sure everybody get comfortable, let's see how you feel. When I know you see me struggling and won't offer a hand, maybe I can get a little bit more respect for what you do. Okay, I can at least offer the, let me take the kids and go do something with them, at least. That's one lesson.
I tell you what I do, and sit down some more. Oh, sit down. Sit down, leave mom alone. That's me helping. Because other than that, they're going to tug on them, like you said. They're going to leave them alone.
Where I was going is, I just think in order, or it would, I won't say in order, it would be beneficial for the simple fact that we now have a mutual respect
for
each other's role.
Yeah.
I don't take yours for granted, you don't take mine for granted, and now we see why both of these roles are important in this house.
I ain't got to do it to know it's important.
I know it's important.
You may not.
I see it's important.
Somebody may.
I see it's important. I appreciate what you do. I love you for what you do. I don't think I can do what you do.
And with that statement, Bone, that's why Mother's Day gets
the place.
Gets the glory it does compared to Father's Day.
Right.
Because even in our roles, in our everyday situations and marriages and households, we fall back.
Mm-hmm.
So why would our day be a big hoorah? You don't care about the day. You know what I mean? Not saying you don't, but that's the impression that's given. So when it comes down to you, on the other hand, we know they won't care.
Yeah.
We already know that.
Yeah.
And deep down, we know they deserve it.
They deserve it.
So, you know what I mean? We go through it. We do what we're supposed to. We step up to the plate. When it comes back to us, and I made this statement the other day, you get in trouble too now, Bo. You get in trouble too now. And we was having a discussion about Father's Day, and I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm gonna do it or whatever, and the question was posed like, oh, so what if you know what if your wife might don't have any plan for you? I was like, she does. She does. I had some plan for her, but not looking back on it, because even I think Cora pointed out to me, he was like, but wait, dog, wait. You on the other hand, you saying one thing, but you know you act in a certain way, but you saying another thing, and not looking back on it, you know. We want that recognition. As much as we downplay the fact and we say we don't need a Father's Day, I think deep down, you want it because you know what you give to them when you give them Mother's Day. And you want somebody to show you that. Because we need to be validated in some way, some kind of, and this is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be validated. And for me, giving just due for what I do. And the simple fact is, if I don't get it that on June, what it is this year, the 15th?
There we go, see?
If I don't get it on June 15th, it's a chance that I'm going to go through the next 6 months of this year, and there ain't no time in it nobody going to say anything about me being a daddy.
Okay.
Does that sound selfish?
I'm going to tell you something.
I can't say
it means more to me for somebody to tell me that, oh, man, you're a good father.
Yeah.
You're a good father. If someone came up to me today and told me I was a good father, it would mean more to me today than it would my father. Because I feel like you only tell me that because it's Father's Day.
Right. So we take Father's Day out of the equation. If we take Father's Day, for us, I think it would work better. Because this is our understanding. Do we also take Mother's Day? Now we make it an even deal. Everybody has to show everybody the appreciation they deserve on every day of the year.
No, because they need that.
So they need it. They need it. They need that.
Hey, I ain't saying that. Corey's not saying they need it.
Billy is deaf.
Billy
Bone Boston Jr. said it. They need that, though.
I think they deserve it.
They deserve it.
I honestly believe they deserve it. Honestly believe it. And then am I saying in return to that I don't feel like I deserve it?
Or why is it just one day? That's where I get lost at. Why did it take this one day and set it aside? Why can't we do this just out of the blue on a Thursday, just because it's Thursday? And I thought about it. You know what? You're a damn good mama.
It would mean more.
Yeah, it would mean more.
It would mean more that way.
But because you have that day set aside, you would say, I ain't doing nothing. Mother's Day coming up. I'll take care of this.
It should be Parents' Day.
You combine it. Yeah, let's combine it.
But then that... No, it won't. It won't take away single parent. It won't. No.
No, parents.
Parent
is
a parent.
Yeah, parents.
It should be Parents' Day, and then we should be appreciated as being parents.
I think I like your first idea better. You should get rid of the days on.
Let's get rid of all of it.
Take care of your responsibility daily.
Do what you're supposed to do
daily.
Cause there's some cats, not me, but there's some cats. Putting in overwork this week just to get something done. And they probably done nothing all year. And you go both sides, Mother's Day and Father's Day. You see a step up. And it's because of the day. So I think more than anything, when you individualize anything, you cause a problem. You really do.
For some.
Yeah,
some
right. That's
some
of my opinion.
They want that. Again, there's some people who, like, they can't understand why we're having this question. I mean, this
conversation. Yeah.
Why are you questioning a Father's Day?
Don't you want your recognition? I don't have a problem with the recognition. And this is the thing I say this all the time. Achievements are nice, but I believe at the end of the day, God is the ultimate. So whatever I get inside of what I'm doing while I'm doing it, I'm okay with that. But I don't need no big hoopla about it because it ain't mine. You know what I mean? It wasn't me. It was gave to me through God. Praise Him. Give Him. Matter of fact, let's do this. Let's have God Day.
Okay.
Let's do that. Then now everybody gotta come together.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you turn everybody on God then? Let's see what the turnout is then. How many presents we get? How Red Lobster look on Sunday day?
Let's see what the logistics company
got. Right. You know what I mean? Let's do it that way. I mean, to be fair, like Bone said, if not, you're gonna have to do a Parents' Day.
Or let's just 86 Father's Day and 86 Mother's Day and make it Women's Appreciation Day. And then just appreciate all the women.
Yeah.
No, because then the mothers don't feel like they slighted. Because I do more. Being a woman is something totally different than being a mother. Just like being a man is something different than being a father.
And
being a man don't cause you to sacrifice much.
Yeah.
You just take care of yourself. And take care of the people you love and whatever. If I could do it, I'd do it. But being a father is like, okay, come down to my last $50.
There it is.
And not even about money. I might want to spend my time doing, I might want to go fishing today with my son. I got a baseball game.
And to your point, T, like you point out, that you keep catching so we don't get misinterpreted. We're not saying we don't think it should be Father's Day. We're saying for our personal opinion,
right.
We don't necessarily need Father's Day. We respect Mother's Day. I honestly think you need them. I wouldn't say need. I think a Mother's Day is deserved. A mother's job is really one of the greatest jobs in the world. I mean, it's heaven sent.
Hardest job.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, if you really look at it in the scenario and you sit back one day and just sit and watch a housewife, they do way more than I do at my internship. Because I just sit behind a desk and put on a computer and go out and do counseling. You know what I'm saying? But she got to be a counselor. She might have to do clerk work, answer the phone, call, pay girls some bills, cook. Now she got to go be a referee because two of the children fighting. It's a whole bunch of things going on in a house that we see when we come home for the 2 hours before we go to bed. Imagine what she done went through them 8 while we was at work.
Right.
You know what I mean? While we was at work. Yeah, we have some run-ins with coworkers maybe. Maybe a bad day. But then ain't near about where we got to referee two people for the fight 1 minute. Go cook something. You know what I mean? Get on the phone, make sure this is in order. And still, when you come on, be ready to engage you.
Let me tell you how significant this conversation is. The title of this conversation is, or this show is what?
Why is following day important?
What are we talking about?
Mother's Day.
Okay. So nobody else hear that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What we're trying to say is the day is not important. To these three individuals sitting here, the day is not important, it's not necessary. We would not shed a tear if it wasn't there.
No.
I don't think we would. I might be speaking for somebody out of turn, but...
No, you're good. You're good on my side.
Me personally, I think all your recognition, all your appreciation, all your gifts, all your everything that you would seek as a father should come from your child.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you're not getting it there... then therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
Therein lies why Father's Day shouldn't be important. And if you are getting it from your child, therein lies again why Father's Day is not important.
Yeah.
So either way you look at it, the day itself is not important. Your gift comes in looking at your child grow up and knowing that you had a hand in it.
Yes.
Your recognition comes in your child coming and talking to you, and it could be even just repeating something that they heard you say to them when
mm-hmm.
you thought they weren't listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my role is important.
Yeah, that's true.
Your acknowledgement, your recognition, all of that. Your kid just, you sitting there watching TV one day, watching a game, minding your own business. Everybody else doing what they're doing in the house, and your kid just come and plop down and sit next to you.
Yeah.
And watch the game with you.
Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing. Like, it's nothing to them other than, it's my dad.
Yeah.
To you,
is the greatest gift in the world.
Hey, man, Father's Day, what?
Yeah.
If I can get this every day, I don't need nothing else.
It brings you back home. It humbles you. I don't care where you at or what you're doing. If you walk in the house, and Brian, I heard you say this before, and Tina, I know you know that you experienced the same thing. If you walk in the house, I don't care how your day been, if your child runs up to you, everything is forgotten.
Yes.
Everything is forgotten in that moment. Everything is forgotten.
And that's why it's so important to have peace and harmony in your home.
Yeah. That is true.
That's just a side note. We're going to get back to what we said. Yeah. It has happened. Come in the house and, like, feel like, what else could go wrong?
Yeah.
In 10 minutes of being there, I forgot about everything that I've been doing through the last 8-9 hours.
Because
now I see what I'm doing.
It's something about it, though. It's something about being in a position when someone calls you a name that is not your given name.
Hmm.
And it doesn't matter what the name is, if you ever thought about it. But daddy is probably one of the most significant ones for a man.
It don't get no better than
that. It doesn't get any better than that. And it can be not even your blood child. It can be your godchild, stepchild, kid in the neighborhood. If they feel endearing enough to you to call you daddy, that gives you a title that nobody can take. You're doing something right. Something somewhere. Like I referred to Mr. Boy as Daddy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what the example he led for me, that's what he was for me growing up.
That was now, the level of respect
you
gave
him. You know what I mean? And to this day... Now, if I didn't call him Daddy Boy today, he would get offended if I said Mr. Boy. And that's because that title, once you give it,
you can't
take that back. You can't take that back.
And I'm inclined, I don't know. I can't say because I don't know. But I know me personally, I may have had one conversation longer than 3 minutes with him.
Yeah.
One or two tops.
The truth of the matter is, I'm talking to him now more being older than I ever did growing
up. Definitely.
We would see him go in the house from work and come back out to go to work. And all we would do was speak.
Okay.
But in some way and somehow, we picked up Daddy Boy.
Speak and shut up.
Shut up.
Just be quiet.
Yeah.
Don't
get it out. Get it
out. Unless he say something to you, don't you say a word.
That's it. Absolutely nothing.
And see, that's the respect
for
a father, but at the same time, it can lead to not him personally.
Right.
I'm saying if your kid approaches you that way, when I see him like that, I just speak to him. Every time I see him, I just speak to him.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Yeah.
Don't bother him. It's that and third. A lot of times, mama tell us to do that. Don't bother him. Just don't bother him. But what you do for that child is you put up a barrier to where you make father unapproachable. And what you do for a father who wants to have that relationship with their child is
that hurts.
Yeah, and why my kid can't feel like he can't come
forward.
Right.
And ultimately, you get to a point as a father, you start to accept it, and that becomes the norm. Now you put in a position where fathers, they come, and the kids don't think you care nothing about father.
Exactly.
Which you may, you know what I'm saying? But they don't think you care because, father, they know you don't want to be bothered.
I can have the worst day. Worst day ever. I walk in the door, and my daughter decides that it's makeup day. She want to make daddy up. And put him some eyeshadow and blush on. That day has officially become one of the best days of my life.
Yeah.
Simply because I have put a smile on her face. She's laughing and joking, that little giggle and all that. That has become the best day, one of the best days of my life. 18 hours of that day could have been pure hell.
Yeah.
That whatever little bit of time I got to spend with her is gonna make that day.
Yeah.
That's being a father.
So now that goes back to patty cake.
Yeah. No, I didn't disagree with you.
No.
I was patty cake and scotch and hula hoop.
All
that.
Pop
the teacup. That's what my daughter want
to
do.
Now, who else? If mama came up to you and said, hey, let's have a makeup day.
No.
You better make your way out of my face.
Go ahead.
Go to the bathroom and play yourself there.
You know what I'm saying? The emphasis that you give to Mother's Day and that we give mama and we give to this and that and that and the third. Even she can't get what my baby can do. So are we saying, I'm going to say it. I ain't going to ask the question. And I hope this doesn't come off as offensive. It's just the truth. I have said for a number of years, I owe my mama the world. I owe my mama the world. In preparing for this show and then thinking about what I would talk about for this show, I realized who I really owe are my children. Not to take away from mama's role in my life, but mama just did what she was supposed to do. That child has no responsibility to me. Mama did. So do I owe mama for her responsibility? No, I owe my child because
mama gave me the responsibility. Makes sense.
She gave me that.
That's a lot of sense.
She showed me that I understand my role, I understand my responsibility, and if I don't get nothing in return, and if nobody else do it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
That's what in turn has made me feel like I owe her. And somewhere in me, I still do, but logic, though we don't like this word, logic, putting logic, if I had $1 and I had to give it to one or the other, I owe it to them.
Right.
That's my responsibility.
Because if the table was turned, that dollar going to you.
It's going to you.
Yeah, if mama had to get a dollar, and it was between you and her mama.
She's
going to hand it to you. And her mama going to do the same thing.
Exactly.
It goes down.
That's
yeah.
what she got it from. So I'm not trying to take away from mother's position, her role, her contributions, her anything. All I'm saying is that in turn now, it should show me where my responsibility lies and who I truly owe in this world. That's who I owe. If I owe nobody else anything, I owe it to them. Because if I don't, who will?
I agree. That was a good point, too.
Yeah.
Because when you first started, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can go with that with you. And then when you broke it down, I'm like, that makes total sense. And if you ask, I know for me personally, if I were to ask my mama, she would tell me the same thing you just said.
Yeah. In a roundabout way.
Yeah.
If it was food. And mama, I know mama hungry. Mama know I know she hungry. But she know kids hungry. She gonna tell me she ate or she ain't hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that. She's not gonna eat it. So at the end of the day, what she's telling me in a roundabout way, give that to who you're supposed to give it to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be okay. I took care of you when I ain't have.
Yeah.
I made sure you ate.
Yeah.
Now do your job and make sure they eat. I don't know,
that's
to be honest, for me, you basically summed it up for me. Father's Day, what makes Father's Day important is the role that I play.
Exactly. Yeah, there it is.
That's what makes Father's Day important, the role that I play, being that father. My gift, if I was to receive a gift on Father's Day, is their happiness.
Yeah.
And that's all I need.
That's it.
You can't get no greater gift than
that. Can't get it.
See, you
can't
buy nothing. No, you can't buy nothing that's going to replace. When they look at you without coercion, without any motive, without anything, and say, I love you.
Mm.
Say, I love you.
Just out of
nowhere.
Out of nowhere. For no reason.
Yeah.
Greater feeling.
Yeah, no greater feeling.
If that don't bring emotion in you, something
else. It makes you sit there and think about why can't I be that in with my feelings. It really do. I remember I was sitting in the chair and Kenny and walked by and she just kissed me and she said, Dad, I love you. And it was just out of nowhere. I was sitting there, I think I had been fussing out a little while before that. And she just walked by and said to myself, I said, you know, if I did that more, how much better things would be just for everyone around me. If she can make me feel that way. It's the innocence of them. And in that innocence, we have to protect. That's really our job as parents, to protect the innocent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As much as possible. Because if we don't, we lost ours.
I'm not trying to go here and I'm not trying to steal the conversation off here, but I just say what I heard in that moment when you said that.
Mm-hmm.
We always talk about God and this, that, and the third. It's like, come to me as children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Childlike faith.
Yeah.
Like you said, I ain't got no choice but to look after you.
Yeah.
Because it's just that is, I know what it is. That's crazy.
No, it's understanding. It's understanding. We're going to pose something to all our listeners. Because we came to this understanding a while back. Every time you say something is crazy or you say crazy, think about it for a minute. Reflect on what you just went through. Interchange crazy with understanding and see how it comes out. Crazy is another one of the words we've been used to think is the opposite of really what it is.
Right.
Crazy really is not bad. When you're saying something crazy, it means you just got understanding of something.
It's only crazy because it goes against the standard,
right,
the norm.
Right.
What you knew.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what you thought crazy. You know was true, or what you thought, the understanding that.
Yeah.
Then it's crazy.
It's crazy. Man, that's crazy. You're thinking crazy. You're talking crazy.
Yeah.
No.
That's my understanding.
Exactly. Now, you call it what you want to.
That was a little sweet jewel we threw out there for you. Just something to throw out there. We're going to move into, can we move into the cons?
The cons.
The cons of Father's Day. Went over the pros. I don't know if we really went over no pros besides recognition. Or like
we
he
spent
said.
More time on the cons without saying we
yeah,
on the
cons. But I mean, like I said earlier, one of the cons for me is the standardization of Father's Day. It kind of puts you, once you individualize a day, it's just like Bones here. Why, you know, every day I want to walk into the house and embrace my daughter and get that welcome. When you give me a day just for that, you start to box it. We don't like boxes, right?
Put me in no box.
Yeah, we don't like boxes. See what you got for us.
I'm just listening. I'm looking over my nose. I think I pretty much meant. Yeah,
cover all the cons.
I did want to go back to when I asked if the role of a mother was more important than the role of a father, or are they interchangeable? Do they mean
the same?
Whatever.
Thought we had that one.
No, I'm going back because I didn't answer, and I'm gonna say I feel like the roles are equally important, and it's for the specific reason that mother is always going to bring something that father can't.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. Father is going to bring a dynamic that mother can't.
Mm-hmm.
Father is going to bring a role that no other man in the world can bring.
Yeah, I totally agree.
To his child. I don't think you can get the best man in the world. Father's always going to bring something that he can't, because that's his blood, that's his seed, that's his attachment. He knows that. This other man can spend all the time around him and this, that, and the third, and could be genuinely good for him. But he still can't be what father can be. Now, in saying that, I thought about what, or I thought to myself, what's the most important thing that I can offer to my child, my children? They got money. Is it the support, financial support, you know what I mean, making sure they eat, making sure they clothe, making sure they got the necessities to live? Is it discipline? Because an undisciplined child turns into an undisciplined adult, and that's now contributing to society. My answer was love. Outside of all of that, the most important thing that I can give my child is unconditional love. Because if my child is a girl, I now set the standard of what she'll accept from every other man she come in contact. She encounter. She come in contact. No, he's not daddy, and I don't expect him to love me like daddy. But I do know what love from a man is.
I agree.
I would go even deeper to say not just love, but time. Time with them. Or just taking advantage of the moments that you have with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially daughter.
Right. That's what I was just going to say. I was just going to go there. One of the things I do it subconsciously, but every time I see my daughter when I come home from work, it's, hello, beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah,
I want my daughter to know that she is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be the first man to tell her that she was beautiful. No, it has gotten so much to the point to where, for instance, the other night, I told her good night. Said good night, beautiful. Her brother said good night, beautiful. Her older brother said good night, beautiful. She looked at him, paused for a second, and said, "You can't call me that. Only my daddy can call me that."
Hey.
I'm good now.
Yeah,
it made me
good.
Feel good.
And you understand the dynamic of it, because not only is she standing up for what she wants, they also picking up on what you're doing.
Right. And I made that point to say that too. I'm like, no, that's your brother. If any other man can call you beautiful, it's your brother.
Yeah.
Your brother can tell you you're beautiful. Now, if another man outside of your dad and your brother call you beautiful, you need to think twice.
Yeah.
You know, and I know she's only three.
No,
she ain't really getting the
concept.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, love and time.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree, man. And me, with a daughter that has my heart, it's no secret if you know me and my daughter, it's the dynamic, man. I mean, honestly, as a father, I'm glad I got a daughter. It's almost as if, and I'm not trying to downgrade anybody don't have no daughter. God gave you what he wanted you to have. Hopefully you're thankful for it. Move forward with it. Beautiful. But my daughter, she changed my whole outlook on life. My whole outlook on life. It came to a point where I had to realize it's certain ways you have to carry yourself now, because you have a daughter.
Certain things you can say.
Yeah. It's certain, I mean, I even went back so far as to question certain things I did growing up.
Right.
Pre having a daughter, because you say, now, dang, this is my daughter. Somebody's thinking like I used to think.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's the dynamic of it. It's so beautiful, though, because like Bone say, no matter whatever happens with them, you want to protect them at all costs. You care about your boy. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But you also, it's almost like your friend, male friend. You can even take care of yourself. I got his back. For sure. My dog handle his own. And that's how you kind of feel for your son. With your daughter, you get a different dynamic. Like, you don't seem to play, no, sit down and play tea with your son or take that intimate time. Like, I wouldn't sit down and play video games with my kid. Not that I have anything against video games with my boy. I just wouldn't. Now, I may sit down and take him to a ball game, watch a movie. Yeah. Kennedy, whatever Kennedy asks me to do, I'm doing. So much, I'm like, boom, I'm Dolly Parton. Make up everything. I'm going to do whatever. But it's certain things, I tell you right now, I ain't going to do with my boy. And why? I don't know. I mean, it's not fair.
Naturally, we're harder.
Now, let me throw a monkey wrench in. Because again, in thinking about what I was doing, I felt the same way. Like anybody who knows me and knows our relationship, they know it's to the point where I can't stand to see my baby cry. I just can't. I can't. It almost breaks tears in my eyes. So whatever we got to do to kill that, I don't care if you call me on the house. Okay, what you doing?
Stop.
Whatever you doing to make her cry, need to stop.
Gonna be a mess.
Okay. So why would I give that much effort, attention, whatever you want to call it, to her, and just figure the boys will be all right? And it took me like a good 30 minutes. Because at first I was like, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they boys. The world ain't going to care about them like that. They just need to learn how to. But no, Cora. Because just as important as your love is to your daughter, it's equally, or maybe even could be, more important to your son.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because then he's going to turn around, and he's going to have a family.
True.
And if he don't know how love should look and feel and be, how can you expect him to give it?
True.
Now, we already said that there's things that's going to come up in my daughter's life that I can't teach her. She's going to have to go to mama.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that's going to come up in my son's life that mama can't teach him.
You don't want to come back.
So why wouldn't I put my effort and time into that? Because there are, I already know that there are things specialized to him that only he can get from me.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I agree.
I'm just saying the dynamic of it, though.
Right,
and,
I understand.
And the crazy part about it is once you realize it, you're like, wow, why is it like that? But it just happens with men and daughters, the fathers and daughters, I should say. It just happens.
I think with our sons, we subconsciously get into this mindset that we have to prepare them for the toughness of the world.
Yeah.
The world ain't going to care about you.
Mm-hmm.
The world ain't going to baby you. The world ain't going to care if you cry. You know what I'm saying? The world going to tell you to stop crying. What you crying for? Suck it up. Yeah, you fell down, get up. Dust it off. Dust your knees off. Stop crying. Let's go.
I think we said this in another show. All of that is true. The world is going to treat you that way simply because you're a male and twice as much because you're a black man.
Mm-hmm.
The world is going to treat you that way. But by me not teaching you how to deal with those emotions,
yeah,
because I don't attend to those emotions that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So now you grow up, and you expect the world to deal you those blows, and you already come at it from an angry position.
Mm-hmm.
You already come at it from an emotionless position. You come at it from a place where you have no love. Why? Because the world ain't got no love for me. So why am I love the world? No, let me. Okay. Yes, the world is going to be. No, what the world does for you does not have to
make you.
Make you. It does not. You don't have to adjust to the world. Make the world adjust to you.
You know.
Be who you are. Be free to express your emotions. Be free to feel how you feel. And as black fathers, I don't think we teach our sons that. We teach them maybe subconsciously that emotion is not something that men have.
Mm-hmm. You know, having emotions is a sign of weakness.
It's weakness,
yeah.
No, but it takes strength.
It does.
To be able to, okay, I'm emotional about this, but I recognize that if I don't get this off and set myself up for years of failure, basically from this one emotion that I didn't deal with.
This is where it gets complicated for me. I feel like I needed that hardness as a young male. I needed that. I needed to be prepared for what the world was going to throw at me. Later in life, I learned, and it was, I'll be honest with you, it was my kids that did it.
Mm-hmm.
Later in life, I learned that I need that love. So it's complicated because I feel like I had to go through that. In order to get to where I am now, I had to go through that. In order for me to now have that balance of knowing what the world is going to throw at you and being prepared for it, but still being man enough to love and show love, I had to first build my resistance, let's call it.
Okay. We say all the time that if we could go back to a certain place and time in life, knowing what I know now, how my life would be different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So take that same thing you just said. If you had the understanding that you got through having your kids that it's okay to love, it's okay to be emotional, it's okay to deal with emotions, but also know what the world will throw at me at 16, 15, 17. Imagine how much more you could have accepted things in life and dealt with things in life and possibly, I can't say for certain, been at a different position in life simply because I knew how to handle life.
When you say position, give me an example.
Okay. How do I want to say this? Just put yourself back at 17. With the same understanding you have right now about love and emotions in life.
Ooh,
I can't tell you what position you would be in, but you know where you're going now. You know how it has changed your life since you've been introduced to it now. Imagine having that then. I'm inclined to believe that life would be totally different right now for anybody.
Yeah. And I think that's my struggle. With all the hardships and pain and issues that I may have had growing up, not knowing what I know now, I don't think I would change a whole lot if I went back.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that, going through that,
got you here.
Got me here. So if I go back knowing what I know now, I'm changing.
History.
You're changing history.
And I say I wasn't trying to go.
I'm pretty sure I would have looked deeper than you. Than you intended.
But
you stopped it.
Put it this way.
You stopped it.
When you go through that first heartbreak at 17, 18, 19, 20, 27, however old you are, and you don't know how to deal with emotion. Imagine how much more effectively you could have handled that situation knowing how to deal with your emotions, knowing how to express emotion. It don't now create, I know for me, create trust issues. Now I'm trusting nobody. And I ain't trusting nobody no more, period. And it came to a point, and it's still down a little bit, I ain't gonna lie. But somebody had to come in and be like, well, look, I'm not here to do whatever somebody else did. Had I understood that then, I could have just addressed that person, that issue with that person, and moved on freely instead of carrying all that stuff for years and damaging all the relationships that I could have done all that because I know how to deal with emotion. The point I'm trying to make is I think if we give our sons more attention and if we like you said, I won't sit down and play video games with my son. Mm-hmm. Not saying anything is wrong with that. It just made me question why. Like, if that's something they enjoy doing, like my son, he plays video games. Both of them, they like to play video games. So if I'm sitting in the living room and I'm watching TV when I have them and they're with me, whatever, why can't I turn the TV off and go play video games with them?
Yeah.
Now, if me showing interest in your video game, in the time you spending in your video game, is going to open up communication between us and make me more approachable for you, then I'll do that.
Yeah, and then another side, because, you know, I sit and I play video game with my son, too. I look at video games, your kids' video games, your kids' music, what they watch on TV. You have to know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that video games is the avenue that traditionally we don't really pay that much attention to. It's a game.
Mm-hmm.
We remember the games we played.
Totally different.
Completely different.
They learn everything about sex and everything.
Everything. Violence, sex, all this stuff through video games. And so I ain't saying you got to sit there and play it, but you got to know what they involved in.
Yeah.
Just like
the
music they listen to, just like the shows they watch on TV. You got to be involved in that.
I totally agree. And I'm going to piggyback on something you said, Bone. Like, even with the kids and the love, I totally agree with you. You got to give your kids love, but I think I overlooked time. And then right now, y'all pointing that out because it comes back to the instance of playing the game with the boys. I mean, it's that time. You can give them love, and I've learned to do something that I didn't get a lot of from my father, but I wanted. He didn't say I love you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He did later on, and I was grown, but when I was young, you didn't hear that a lot. Mama said it more often, but it was not really even said a lot in the house, you know, unless we was going through something,
yeah,
or you was leaving. And sometimes, maybe on the phone, you know what I mean? If you was distant or something like that, you was away, you might. But even so much so, it was uncomfortable when it was said.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So now, as a parent, that's one of the things I'm sticking to. I tell my boys from 16 down to Kennedy 7, I love you. And I tell them daily. I said to them just, you know, hey, I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. Because I didn't get it and I wanted it. I knew it. I felt it. But I wanted to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So I made that a conscious effort. Now I'm going to make a conscious effort to spend more time, too.
See, the lack of hearing those words, for me personally, those words don't mean a whole lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can hear it, but I need to know what you mean. What does that mean? When you say that, what does that mean for me? Because I'm more inclined to look at what you do, because that's the way out. Everything I do for you tells you that I love you. That's the way I was raised.
Right. Your actions.
I don't need to tell you I love you.
There you go.
We heard that.
Just look.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that was the world we grew up in.
Right.
Yeah.
I know what it did for me, though. Now to hear I love you from an outside source is like, well, what you want?
Right.
Hmm. You know, what are you telling me?
You ain't got nothing for me.
Nothing.
And you come and tell me you
love
me.
What
you
looking for? Come on, man.
I ain't got.
But at the end of the day, all you're doing is running somebody else.
Yeah. True, they can truly love you.
They can truly love you from their understanding of what love is.
For
them to be comfortable enough to say that to you.
Yeah,
right.
Why can't I accept that? Well, because I ain't used to it.
Yeah.
I ain't used to hugging and all that. Yeah. That's not, okay, Corey, this just messed you up. It works inside your circle. But the world is much bigger than that. So now you don't even know how to have relationships with people outside of your circle. Because you approach everybody as if they're in your circle. Okay, I can't do this to my kid.
Yeah.
I need to find a way to tell them I love them. Hey, every time I talk to them, if you get to a point where you're tired of hearing it, so be it. I'm going to say it.
That means it's embedded.
It's embedded in you.
It's embedded.
One thing you can't say is that I ain't never told you I love you.
It's crazy to me how
it is. Understand it.
Okay. It's crazy to me how.
You came right with it.
Because I want them to understand.
Yeah.
There you go. I counteracted the crazy with the understanding. How three small
simple word can sometimes be the most difficult words to say.
Yes. 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 And you know they need to be said.
They know that you know they need to be said, and you and the feeling is
true.
You can really love this person.
Yeah.
You can really love them, but it's still difficult for you to say it.
Yeah.
My father was never really one to say I love you. I knew he loved me from
mm-hmm.
his actions.
Mm-hmm.
He took care of me. He made
mm-hmm.
sure I was fed, made sure I had clothes on, you know what I'm saying? If I need to go somewhere, you remember Fun City?
Yeah.
If I wanted to go to Fun City, he's going to take me to Fun City.
Yeah.
So my daddy loved me. I know he loved me, but like you said, I can tell my daddy today, I love him. I may not get I love you back.
You're right.
I may even see a little undo.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying? Why you even said that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know you love me. You ain't even have to say that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now you got me uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I love you. I want you to know I love you. I want to give you I love you now.
Mm-hmm.
Then to not have you and be like, man, I should have told my daddy I love him more. He never told me that, or I didn't get it from him that often, but I wanted my daddy to know, I want my father to know that I love him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Roll it back. Is Father's Day important? Smoke a cigarette with him. I might even talk him into drinking a beer.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And I'm going to tell my father I love him. And I want him to know that.
I would encourage that.
And all I need for my kids, I don't need nothing but their embrace.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but to see their faces smiling. And if I'm lucky, if they think about it, they'll tell me they love me.
Yeah.
You went where I wanted to close out at, since you went there.
We almost there.
Father's Day.
Now I'm going to go there.
For me. If any reason that it's important, it's not for me, but it's for the ones who I might consider father or father figure.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is no longer here. And that opportunity that you say you're going to take on Sunday, I never took. I had it in my mind to do a couple of times, but I got in the way. Mama
mm-hmm.
do that, man. And that's tough, man. What that ain't with all that. Man. I ain't going to do that.
Yeah. Man, excuse
me. Yeah, man. Well, he know that.
Yeah. You reacting what he would do.
He know that. I got to tell him that. And then it's not until I didn't have the opportunity then I realized why it was important for me to do.
Yeah.
So I say to you, you have that thought. You know, I encourage that, though.
Oh, yeah, man. Enjoy that. Enjoy that to the fullest. Enjoy it to the fullest. I ain't going to get on this topic too much because I don't want to get sentimental, so I'm not going to get on it too much. But I will say this, though, Bone, man. I've realized over the last year or so, it's certain individuals that are put in our lives. And no matter whatever we see or do in life, they gonna always be. They will always be there. I mean, on this earthly side and move on to the heavenly side, they're always gonna be an impact in your life. And man, what I wouldn't give not to sit in the carpool with Daddy one last time. Just to see him shake his head and do that smile. You know what I mean? So I might even come down there and sit with you, homeboy.
Come on.
I'm being dead honest with you. I might even come down there and sit with you.
Come on.
I think that's what I'm going to do. I really am. I think that's what I'm going to do. I've been trying to, and I told you I was going to go there. I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to do for Father's Day. Look. I think that's what I'm going to do. That's not a good idea to me. It's not a great idea.
Hey, it ain't never a bad idea.
Though.
At the end of the day, in talking about your kids,
mm-hmm.
our kids, or whatever, it led you back to your dad.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I would want. I know what makes me happy. Whether this makes him happy or not, why don't I give it to him? I don't see a reason why he wouldn't.
Yeah, I didn't tell. y'all got me reminiscing because I'm laughing at both. Because I remember one time I was crying. I'm at where I think mama was fussing at me. I got in trouble. I was a little bit of age on my. I was in high school, I think.
Daddy walked by the room. Now, you and Daddy walked by and keep moving. This time, he seen me and I stopped. He said, hey, crying ain't never made nobody weep. And walked right out the door. I never forgot that. In that moment, if I never knew before, I was allowed to cry. And he didn't say that. He didn't get in the world I was crying for. He didn't care. He just let me know in that moment, you still who you are. And that's all right. And he just kept walking.
You
thought back on that, man.
It's those lessons.
Yeah.
It's little subtle stuff. It's little things that, in the moment, it's kind of like, okay, I get what you're saying. But it's not until you actually reflect.
Right. Because that day when he said it, I was like, man, go ahead, man.
Yeah, right.
Right, in that moment right then, I was like, go ahead, man. But you was later looking back on it now. And I look back on it, every time I start to cry, now I think about it. Because I'm allowed to cry because he told me. The man, the most powerful man in my eyesight at that time, and still to this day, had gave me permission to cry. Every other man had told me, you aren't supposed to cry.
Right. Men don't cry.
I had, still to this day, had never seen him cry. So up to that point, I figured, like, he don't cry. No, he don't want to see me cry. No, he said to me, crying never made nobody weep.
Then you know I cried.
Yeah,
I
cried that's too. Exactly what he told me. That was my permission. That was my permission to understand.
I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, and I stand by it. Any male, man, whatever you want to call yourself, who feels like they are above crying, I'm sorry, but I'm just inclined to believe that.
Great.
I'm inclined to believe that, you don't really know love. Because you can't love a person for too long and not cry for that person.
Yeah.
In some shape, form,
or love nothing.
Love anything.
Yeah, and not cry for it, yeah.
That's true.
True. What I hear, or what I'm gathering from what we're saying, Father's Day is important.
And I think it's a subtle.
It's a subtle roundabout way. No, Father's Day is important.
I think more than anything, what we're saying is not important to visualize it one day.
Yeah, right. What I'm saying
right.
is
the holiday aspect.
The day is not important. The
father
role.
A father.
The father is important. It's crucial. It's just as, and I know this don't sound crazy to some people, it is just as, it's equally important as a mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Different.
In a different way,
but equally important.
Totally agree. And we, if we didn't do anything else, we expressed that in our own feelings. If we didn't even know it. So they on the air. I don't know if the caller was trying to get back in or not. That's why I was checking now. So we'll keep moving on. Because we're about to close this thing up. Boys, as always, I enjoyed this conversation. I was a little apprehensive, although we'll be honest. And I'm kind of apprehensive for the rest of the week on traffic. Because we did have a Father's Day, and I just recently lost my father, so it's kind of a sore spot for me still. I mean, believe me, I totally understand. I'm thankful for the years I had with my father. I'm totally humbled to the fact that I know he's with God. I know that. I know that in my heart. I know that in my mind. But at the same time, pain is pain. Pain is pain, and I say this all the time. I don't miss my father from the standpoint of that I need him. He gave me everything I needed while he was here. I can carry on now. I miss daddy from the standpoint I can't see myself anymore. And that's the hardest thing because I've always been able to look, that's going to be me at one point. That's going to be me at one point. I don't have that anymore. So now I have to put faith in what he's giving me and continue to be, that's what I'm going to be with. And that's it, man. That's it. That's all. Like I said, I don't want to go too far into it. I'm trying to keep myself. Because, it's not fresh. And I say it's not fresh because I don't think it's ever going to get old. You know what I mean? It's just there. It's just there. And it is what it is. And like I said, I'm going to say it again. I'm okay because he's with my father, his father. Where else should I go? Where else would I want to go?
Take the lessons he taught you.
Yeah.
Try to get where he at.
Yeah.
See him again.
That's it, man. So see, that's why when I tell y'all, when y'all hear me say what I'm telling you about walking down the streets and doing my thing, I got a lot of people I'm going to see. But most of all, I'm going to see my father, his father, our father. Boy, won't it be grand. Listen, man, I'm telling y'all, I did it. Listen, I don't know why every time he comes out of the show, I have to go here. But listen, man, the beautifulest thing in the world to me today is to be able to shut my eyes at night and be okay with the fact that if I don't open them, I'm in heaven. That is the most beautiful thing. It was a time in my life when I went to sleep every night scared that I wasn't going to wake up. Now I go to sleep every night hoping I don't wake up. I know that sounds crazy. But where I'm going to wake up to and where I'm going, you can't be mad at me for wanting to go there. You can't. I just told you I'm going to see my father's father. Can't you see how emotional I am about talking about my earthly father? I'm going to see his father. Man, give me a ticket. I'm ready to go.
He's open.
Man, this is what we do around here, man. This is what we do. We just sit around and top it up. And we have our opinions. We put them out there. We open to you guys' opinions. Hey, man, it's just an open atmosphere with number love. That's all we're about. Thoughts of a brother. Boy, what y'all got for him?
Been a pleasure.
Hey, man, I don't even know where to go. I
Yeah, y'all set me up every week,
tough,
man.
Tough act to follow,
yeah,
but
y'all set me up every week, man.
Enjoy the show, man. Enjoy the show. Open my eyes in a couple of areas.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
me too.
And I'll just do what I try to do every day and just be a better man tomorrow than I am today.
That's it.
You keep that on your mind, Water. You hit it.
Huh. Yeah, I'm telling you. That statement is local. See what you got for him, man.
Man, I'm a sponge right now.
You're sponge, you're soaking it in.
I ain't got it together there.
Well, we'll be back with y'all on Friday as always. We'll have something nice for you, like we usually do. This show was set on a basis that we want to kind of put out there why Father's Day is important and not important from our standpoint. We didn't try to offend anyone. We didn't mean to come off any kind of way out of the norm. We just wanted to express our opinions, and that might not be the norm for everyone. And that's okay, because your norm ain't got to be my norm. As long as we got to can get to an understanding, they're going to know. With that, give it to him. Till you got something for him?
You felt me?
Yeah, I felt you.
Okay.
I felt you. Give it to him.
All I'm going to say, man, is I want this conversation. I have three children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are not under the same roof that I am.
Mm-hmm.
What this conversation has brought me back to the understanding of, because I'm going to admit that I lost that understanding somewhere throughout the struggle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It does not matter what I have to fight. It does not matter what I have to face. It does not matter what I go without. It does not matter what is said about me. It does not matter how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, the only thing that matters to me and my true happiness lies in knowing that they are.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I'm pledging today on that. And this is not because we are on that.
Right.
But it just came out. So I'm going to say it. I will make more of an effort to lose me and continue to remember them. I think as fathers in the same situation that I am in, if there's any that might be listening, you are going to face adversity. It is going to be hard. There are going to be times where you want to walk away. You want to give up. At the end of the day, what's most important will always be there. Keep that in mind. Right through it.
I'm going to hit him with this and then close out that. Real quick. I'm telling you, just a few words.
I feel you, though, Chief.
Get out your feelings. Get in your faith.
There it is. Man, that's the second time you done put something out there. We said we go on patent, man. You got to stop doing this for okay. Patent and stuff. We're going to lose money here. Listen, as always, man, we enjoyed the show. With that being said, lock your doors and open your heart to the Lord. It's hard, but it's fair. One love, JWJ. Boys in unison. T-O-A-B.
But I guess that couldn't go without saying. I'm just gonna ride this evolution until it stopped me where I'm staying.